Episode 356, April 9th, 2018.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the Racist Rob and Racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Now on with the countdown.
With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Just recorded the newest bonus show, and I had to get myself, motivated because Antoine and I just saw A Quiet Place.
You were shaken up.
I was very shaken up. I wasn't in the mood to speak loudly.
There's two movies that I've ever messaged JL Covan afterwards to say, "Have you seen this?"
And had he seen it?
Well, hold on. The first movie was The Shape of Water, which ended up being the best picture. So that's okay. The first movie. The second one was this movie, A Quiet Place, which I fucking loved it.
Did JL love it?
I didn't talk. He hadn't seen it yet. He had just seen, instead he was going to see Blockers. Now, Blockers is supposed to be funny. There's another movie that's similar to Blockers, Game Night with Justin Bateman.
Was good.
Yeah, I mean, but those are movies I don't have to see those in the theater. And I think about the movies that I'm going to make sure that I see. Chappaquiddick I'm going to see before I see Blockers.
Right.
I doubt I'll see Blockers in the theater. But I guess JL, he's more committed than me to this movie thing. I just saw my 11th movie this year.
Yeah, I guess I've seen my second.
Black Panther and A Quiet Place. Did you use MoviePass?
I didn't.
Why?
Because I couldn't. Because, look, Sunday, I wanted to go with Tawanda. You know, you pick your seats now, right?
Listen to me. The only way you could not use MoviePass is if it was sold out. And there's no way that a show during the day, you could use it.
No.
Okay, I'm going to tell you how you could, but tell me how you couldn't.
Okay, I'll explain. I know I could have used it to pick shitty seats, but I didn't want to because you have to be within 100 yards or whatever of the place to lock in your seat to use it. And by the time we looked at, you know, what was the one we wanted to see, it was an hour to go and all the good seats were taken.
What?
And then the next
Monday
movie,
at
No, this is Sunday.
Okay.
So, and then we looked at the next one, all the good seats were taken. So I was like, well, I just got to lock this in for Monday.
So
I just bought tickets a day in advance.
Okay, so that, yeah, so you did see
I
it
was
on
getting
Monday.
Under pressure from Tawanda. No.
So
we got to get this done.
Yeah, you're way wrong about this. So this is what you could have done.
I'm listening.
You could have Monday, by the way, nobody's going to, what time on Monday did you see the movie?
3:10.
Okay, there's nobody in the theater at 3:10.
There's seven people.
Yeah, okay,
yes.
So right. So clearly you could have. By the way,
yes,
all
could've.
You did was just cost yourself $12 or $9.
Yes.
Which is fine when you're willing to pay it. But what you should have done instead is you wake up, right?
Yeah.
You drive the 3 miles to the movie theater.
Yes.
You check in. That's all you got to do. You walk up with your movie pass card. You say, hey, I have a ticket, but I also need to buy a ticket. You pick your seats. You drive home when Tawana gets home. You say, hey, I got the tickets already. And you drive. Now, would it have cost you a drive? Yeah, but if somebody says, hey, for $10, would you drive there? Maybe you wouldn't. I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Well, I needed the pressure was on with Tawana to let's get this locked in.
Yeah, because I think that, you don't know how to do it. That's the reason that you didn't do it. Not because...
Well, no, I saw you had to go there. I had to get close. So, I mean, I read that's what I
but
had
the other,
to do.
You know what else you could have done? You could have done it... You didn't. There was no pressure. There's nobody in the theater at 3 o'clock on Monday. There actually... Well, you didn't know, but there was,
no,
actually
you,
isn't.
No, you're right.
So, obviously, in retrospect, you could have done that. But even if you didn't know that... But you know what Katie and I do? And we see our movies on the weekend. We don't go during the week.
Right.
Like, we usually see our movies in Annapolis. We say, hey, we drive down to Annapolis. It takes 20 minutes. We check in. We get our tickets. And then we go back home. We eat and we watch the Masters do whatever we're going to do. And then we go to the movies 4 hours later.
Are you closer to the Marley Station movie theater, Joe?
Yeah, but they don't have – it's literally the only movie theater in the area that doesn't have MoviePass.
Well, you know, it was a day where we thought we were going to go to your house to watch the Masters. We got in this little pool, you know, your friends and Katie – we thought we'd all get together and watch it, and it would be fun. And then no one could show up, so then that got all screwed
up. I didn't want to hear the deal. If you would have said, hey, we were still coming, it could have been just us four. But I'm thinking, I didn't know if you, because it wasn't what we had originally thought that it was going to be.
Right.
Nobody could make it.
Well, Tawanda wanted to go. She wants to see the house. But vibe from you that you were
So that's not the case. But as soon as I sent that, I'm thinking, I should have told him, you know, because you know what we did?
You watched the Masters.
You watched the Masters. We watched it.
We did.
Yeah.
Well, we tried to go to the movies. Then I was just going to watch the end of the Masters. And then we ended up just going out to eat. And then we saw the – look, the point is that we saw the movie and it was great. And I still have yet to use MoviePass.
Yeah. So in your defense a little bit, I – guess what row I saw A Quiet Place in?
You were not in a good row?
Well, is the very front row a good row?
No.
Now, it's a different experience now because your seat – you know, now, do they recline?
You have room everywhere. It does better.
They've cut the seats in a third, and they, you know, and now you can recline and whatever. So it's not what it once was, but we went 3 hours before the movie, and that's where we ended up having to sit.
Yeah.
It did $50 million, A Quiet Place.
Yeah, well, when you get 100% of Rotten Tomatoes, or maybe it's 99 now, that's a good sign. Did you see it yet, Marcus?
I have not.
Well, you should go see it.
I was telling, I think before you came on, I'll just say this about it. It's different in that, for a horror movie, in that, you know, you think about the greatest horror, even The Exorcist. It starts out with her, and she's famous, and you see her relationship with her daughter, and blah, blah, blah. And then it evolves into this horrible thing. This movie, from the second it starts, you're at an 8 or a 9 in tension.
Yes.
And it only goes from 8 to 10 till the movie's over.
Yeah.
There's no other. 8 is the best that you feel.
Yeah, because you're just one knocking of something over that makes a sound to that. Now you're faced with a monster.
I mean, how many times I drop something once a week.
Yeah.
You drop that, something's going to eat you.
You couldn't survive, Joe.
Good God, no.
You couldn't survive without talking.
I was thinking about that there. I don't want to say this. I'll say this to you off the air. There is one thing that I had a problem with, and that's, I'll just say it. How did the boy know how to talk? Was he alive before the aliens came talking? Okay, maybe he was.
Yeah.
Okay, because I saw him being carried earlier, and I was under the impression he was younger, but I guess he wasn't.
Well, they probably did some whispering and stuff. Anyway, just see the movie.
Got it.
We had a good time this week on the Mike O'Mara Show. We were there, was it Thursday, I think? Yeah.
That was so much fun. I loved doing that.
It was. And you know what? This is our first time being in there when they have the expanded studio. They have that whole floor now.
What's it called? Podcast Village.
Yeah, and it is, I got to hand it to Oscar and to Charlie Burney. It's top notch.
God, it looks like WBAL.
Yeah. It's awesome. They've got, you know, obviously studios, but they've got little places where you can edit on computers, a little casual, like, green room kind of area.
That's where you can play, like, Atari there. Did you see that?
Yeah. They have a beer and wine. I mean, it's
do you like beer and wine, Marcus?
I like those things.
Oh, I love that stuff. It makes the podcast even better.
Absolutely. Now, I feel like I feel motivated. I want to do a podcast in D.C. with somebody.
You know, here's the thing.
I mean, I'm not.
And the first thing I used to be like, why the fuck are these guys in the middle of D.C.? What a pain in the ass it is where they are. None of them live in there. And now you realize
Oscar
does. Yeah, he does. Yeah. They wanted to become this.
Yeah.
And they really can't do that without being in the city.
You can't do it in Manassas or Annapolis.
No, nobody can get to it. Yeah. That's they are exactly where. Well, you could, but you just have a different clientele. And Oscar's, you know, his knowledge, not knowledge base, but his relationship base is in that
area.
Right.
You're not trying to attract, you know, Justin and Katie doing Miss Connections there. You're trying to attract George Washington University and different companies doing things.
Well, he did say one thing that kind of made me go, and that was, he said,
we can't talk prices, can we?
No, no, no. Okay. He said, you guys can do your podcast here. And I'm like, well, you could have told us several thousands of dollars ago, right? But we couldn't, you know, we couldn't have. We physically, I mean, I'm not going to drive into D.C., although actually it wouldn't be that horrible because I work 8 miles from D.C., although I'd be driving there during rush hour.
Get Robbie to, well, we couldn't do it.
Well, Robbie's to change the never, time. Yeah, Robbie's never going to D.C. How far is D.C. from you, Robbie?
About a half an hour.
How far would you be willing to drive? Would you be willing to drive 15 minutes?
Yes.
Will you be willing to drive 20 minutes?
No.
How much money would you... Okay. We know what we make on this podcast. It's not a lot of money. How much more would you have to make that we do the show in their studio on Wisconsin Avenue? You can pick the most convenient day for you, but that's what
right now? You're talking to me or Rob?
I'm talking to Rob.
No. Oh.
Well, I bought the Comrex. I don't need to be there.
Okay.
So we would take that to this.
Yeah, of course. Hook it right in. They got all that professional equipment. It'd probably work better than
us. Well, we wouldn't hook it
in.
Us.
Yeah. There'll be somebody there. They got all those
Charlie Bernie can do it.
Yeah.
One thing that did bother me is Oscar brought his dog.
Yeah.
And I fucking love dogs. And it wouldn't, I couldn't get it to come to me. It's coming to you.
Yeah. And
You're not a dog person.
No, I don't really, care to pet things.
Jeez. You have a cold, cold heart.
No, I don't dislike a dog. It's just, you know, if
have you ever had a dog?
Yes, and I've loved the dog. Yeah. But that's a relationship that I have with the dog. It, you know, you got to earn that. I'm just not interested in just meeting you off the bat.
Yes. You wanted this. You wanted the dog to earn your love.
Yes.
You didn't want to try to earn the dog's love.
Exactly. Yeah. So... I don't, like, you know, Tommy will see a dog, he'll pull off the side of the road and pet it, and I'm like, no, I have no interest in that.
No, I'm the same way. I actually like to be, I like to be licked by a dog. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Like, when a dog is affectionate to the point where you're, like, trying to control it because it's so excited to see you, I like that.
No, my mom's dog, Penny, would go crazy when she saw me, and she'd pee herself.
We had a dog that did that. That's the worst thing ever. It's called submissive peeing.
Yeah, yeah, but she would lick me, and then she would go crazy. But, you know, one of my biggest regrets in life is she was dying, and I was going to come see her, and then I put it off for a day, and then that's it.
And she died?
Yeah,
and I missed That's one it. Of your biggest regrets in life?
One of them, yeah.
Your mother's dog died, and you get a chance to say goodbye
no
to
one,
it?
No one's ever loved me as much as that dog's loved me.
That's true.
I guarantee you that's the truth. Tawana's never pissed incitement seeing me.
That dog's like, where's Rob?
Yeah. That dog's licked me more than Tawanda.
If Tawanda was pissed in your presence, would that make you love her more?
I would. It would be nice. It would be nice to have that. Welcome to the show, everybody. We had, I guess our promo got played on the bonus show, the one we yelled at Marcus about last week. Then we talked about it on TMOS. And now we're fighting now. We have a rivalry now, Marcus.
No, I want to know what Marcus thought of what we had to say about it on the Mike O'Mara show.
I thought you guys just answered the question. I really didn't get into it too much on TMOS. And
well,
I'll
they
be
did
honest
and
say I haven't had a chance to listen to the bonus show yet, so I don't know what they said about it there.
I don't know either. I don't know what they said on the bonus show.
It played on the bonus show, but I haven't heard what they said. But I did hear, we did cut a new promo that played today on the main show. So that's
Oh, did
good.
They play my revision?
That I don't know. I know. No, they played the promo we did right there at the studio.
Oh,
with the fisting and the fucking and the fingers.
No. The one we just did two new promos that we cut from.
Oh, no, they played those. Yeah.
Well, they played one of those, yeah. Well, but it did get mentioned on OmeraCast that we that we shit on you. And then I thought that they handled that well by playing a video or an audio of you responding to us on the show with a lot of beeps. And so it was actually quite funny. So we take credit for any humor that comes out of this whole bit. We take full credit.
You should.
Absolutely. That's what we'll do. How's the being bald thing working? Because you shaved your head to cure cancer, if I understand this correctly.
Did it work?
How are we, is cancer cured?
Cancer is not cured, but I got good response from my friend who obviously is going through treatment right
sure.
now. And my father-in-law came into town this past weekend, and when he first saw me, he was like, "What the hell happened to you?" And then I told him, and he's like, "Oh, sorry, I was just kidding." You know, it's sort of like when people ask me, "So what are you getting your mother for Mother's Day?"
Oh,
well,
geez.
She's dead.
Yeah.
So I'm not getting her anything. And then it's, they take about three steps back. But no, I've had actually very positive responses from everybody. And
well,
but it's getting
negative?
A little long now. It's time to go shave it again.
Have you accidentally, put shampoo on your head in the shower and stuff like that?
I use everything. What is it called?
Everything. Thinking you have hair. You're just at your muscle memory.
Yes, I still do that every time I get in the shower.
So in the back of my head is a giant mole.
Nice.
Now,
no.
You can't see it.
All right.
Because it's covered with hair.
Thank God.
But it's gigantic.
You'd have to get it removed if you went bald.
Of course. If I went bald, I'd have to get... I'm thinking about getting rid of it anyway.
Yeah. Have you made love with the bald head?
I have. It is throwing my wife off. She has her off. A couple
what kind of
lovemaking?
Regular? What positions?
Absolutely.
Is his hair pulling part of the regular
yes,
session?
She's pulling your hair, choking you.
She definitely likes to pull on my hair, and she can't do that right
now. She's ripping your pubes out.
She did wake up one morning, and there was a little gasp, and she said that it was because she woke up that first morning with a bald man with tattoos in her bed, and she couldn't remember the night before. So she didn't know what happened.
She thought there was a stranger in her bed.
Yeah, so.
How long did it take her to remember?
It just took her a second, but she figured it out after a little bit. So
Robbie has gone on Face App, something that takes your picture.
My girlfriend did this.
And it turns you into a bald person.
Oh,
my
God.
All right. Oh, my God.
Looking at it.
You know, Robbie, when I see you bald, you look like hold on. That's you right there? Now, go down to where he's completely bald. You look like our Uncle Charlie in that picture.
Yeah, look at the one with the beard. Who do I look like in that one?
This is great radio.
Pull it back up. Mm. Pull it back up. I don't see a single one with a beard, do you?
I sent two pictures. The second one has me bald with glasses and a beard.
I'll have to look
later. Okay, we got to post these photos so people understand. But
we will.
Can I just say that one that makes him look like he's 12 looks like he's out of the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it is true. I got some pictures done this past week, some attempts at some new headshots, and God, I was miserable.
So,
which head?
Katie sent the showed me the pictures.
I have tons more, but I sent her a few.
Katie's like, I think they look good. I'm going to be honest with you; they look so weird to me.
Okay.
This, I guess maybe because I know you. Like right now, your face, if that was your picture, it'd be a great headshot. But for some reason, I feel like you can't. I wish they would. We talked about this. Snap. There's like one of these pictures. I don't know how, where you're going like this. Yeah, that does not look like you to me. Like I'm looking at your face right now. That is not what you look like.
Okay.
Now, granted, maybe like I think about my own headshots, which I just fucking hated. I hated them.
Yeah.
But I feel like I make the face that I make in real life. You don't. The face you're making right now, that does not look like that headshot.
I don't know how to make face I make in real life.
That's why I was saying, did Travis do your pictures?
Yes.
That's why I'm like, couldn't you just, like right now, boom, he just snaps the picture. There you go. He did?
Well, I showed Katie six pictures. I have 287.
And I hated the six.
You hated them all?
Dude, they looked so weird to me. None of them looked like you to me.
Okay.
They looked like you were making a face, right? And granted, I know your shortcomings. You can't pose for a picture. You're just not able to do it.
Can I have Travis send me the link to all 200 and some odd pictures?
Do you want the link to the Dropbox?
Yes.
Well, don't, Rob, you can't post them.
I won't.
Okay.
I just want to give you my honest opinion.
Yeah, I want your honest opinion. Now, keep in mind, some of these I'm dressed nicer because I'd like to have a headshot when I'm trying to do some more corporate-y thing. And then, of course, just a regular stand-up headshot. So I am dressed nicer in some of these than I would normally dress on stage. But
well, that doesn't matter. I mean, what I want is every picture, it looks like you're trying. You know, does that make any sense? I mean, it doesn't look like you.
Because I am trying.
It doesn't look like you. It looks like you're
not.
I just
put it in that text, Robbie.
Here's the thing.
Tell me if that works for you.
You're not zany, and you're not corny. You understand what I'm saying?
But none of those pictures are zany or corny.
Really? The one where you're like, I mean, they just look so unnatural to me.
Okay,
maybe,
but there's 8 pictures like that out of 287.
Well, no, but those are pictures that you chose to send to Katie. So liked them. I assume the pictures you chose to send to her were pictures that you liked.
I thought they were all representative of the different looks that I did.
Oh, honestly, I didn't like a single one.
She says that one is more me, the zany.
Well, listen, her and I didn't necessarily agree, right?
Yes.
I did not like any of the pictures. I didn't like them. What? Well, that's... Listen,
no, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm trying to give him actual feedback.
I will post some of these, obviously, on our Facebook.
It would probably make Rob feel better if I said, hey, I saw that one. I think it's great. But then I'd be lying. You know what I mean? I'd rather be, I'd rather have a real conversation.
Do you want to scroll the entire show? Do you want to just keep scrolling?
It doesn't look like a headshot, but it looks more like you than any of the others.
How does it not look like a headshot?
Because it looks like a picture that they used to take in the 1700s of where nobody was allowed to smile.
Exactly.
That happened in the
1700s? Exactly what I was thinking.
Yes.
These should be on steel, on those steel pictures. That's what they look like.
All right. Do you want me to send you some pictures, guys?
Oh, my God. These are hilarious.
Are you looking at them?
I'm scrolling through them right now.
So you're able to look at them. Good. Okay. All right,
let me ask you, Marcus, are there any you like?
I have not. I'll be honest and say there is not one here that I have found that I would say, dude, this is a really good photo of you.
The facial expressions seem to all be
the same.
Yes.
Your hand movements or your posture changes, and then, of course, your jacket. But it's still the same face.
Am I crazy? This could
be Photoshopped, for all I know.
No, I have 3 faces, and they're like, you know what he was doing? He was saying, start serious and then slowly get, more happy. But my range, like some people's range is like they want to kill you, and then they're 10 as they just won the lottery. I go from,
I hear you. I know what you're saying.
I want a scratch-off to I won a $5 scratch-off. That's right. My range.
What I think he should have done and what we talked about on here is say, look, what I want to do is I'm going to have a conversation with you right now.
Yeah.
And then cause every single time
when we were talking, I was telling a story.
The face you're making right now, I never saw it.
Okay. Well, Joe, you didn't. You looked at, again, I have 287 pictures.
Well, we can't do it right now. Marcus, you're looking at them. What do you think? Is there anything that you think?
Joe, there's one that I'm going to point out to you. It's number 2233. He looks like President Underwood. So he's either touching a child
it should say one out of 287. One. So you should just give me a single number.
Well, one to 287. No, they're numbered like DS.
No, click on the
98. 98.
You got to click on the picture.
All right, let's look at number 98. Will you show it to me?
All right,
by the way, I don't take any joy in them. I wanted you to have good headshots.
I'm taking joy out of you shitting on this. So.
Well, that's the best one. Is that what you're saying is the best one?
No, he hates that.
No, he's saying how bad it is. Listen, Rob, there are a handful here that are usable, that actually I think are okay.
No.
Like 98. I don't mind. I swear I don't mind that.
Okay.
I don't mind that because that one's where he's doing like the, oh, well, I fucking hate those.
That's like 0.0.
Okay.
I mean, There's like 10 of those.
But you can't do it. You can't say, hey, Travis, I hate all 228.
I don't hate all 228.
I need to take another 500.
I don't. And some of those that I sent Katie, I cropped to get more of a close-up with the black sweater ones.
Well, I would very much like for him to have... I'm literally sitting here, and if I had a camera, I could... Now, of course, you have cans on and a microphone in front of you, but like if he... Again... If you were just to be talking and say, look, here's what we're going to do. You and I are going to have a conversation. Every once in a while, I'm going to tell me about your day. What did you do today? Oh, I went to go see A Quiet Place, and I couldn't get...
Click.
Yeah, right. Snap. 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 Sometimes you're going to say something funny. You might smile a little bit. Sometimes you might look surprised. But that you...
I understand. This is my favorite photo of is the one that I can't use because I'm holding this sword, just to be silly.
I like 82, Rob.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't love that either. Obviously, the sword, but your face—I don't know, man.
See, Joe, you're not okay. I think you're the one that's on the island here.
Maybe I am. Maybe
because
they've
said this is one that's make fun of this one. You're like, no, I liked it.
But by the way,
what's the number, Robbie?
I hope I'm wrong. Do you understand 82. What I'm saying? I don't want to be right. I'd rather not not really have a good grasp of what people are going to respond to. But these all don't look like they look forced. Every one of these.
Well, of course they're forced. It's a picture.
Yeah, but I mean, not, there's some people. Oh,
no, I like
really,
82. You like 82?
Really, let me see it. You have a really natural smile.
Joe hates 82.
No, I fucking hate that one. That's the dumbest one there is.
No, that's probably one of the best ones. For sure.
Listen, this is like a similar conversation to when Joe is critical of your voicemail, your outgoing message.
Yeah, but that's different. That's just me going, God, that's what you sound like. And they're like, oh, okay, well, no big deal.
But it's very similar.
This is to try to get work.
Okay, but I like this one. Tawana likes this one. Katie likes this one. Robbie likes this one. This one.
Must
you
be
think
the
it's
one.
Horrible.
Must be the one.
No, but I mean, the ones that they're shitting on you like. So you're clearly, you're not on the same page.
Well, for me, and I even think about like my comedy, I like it to feel as real as it possibly can. And this stuff doesn't look real. It doesn't. If you were in your picture just smiling, I'd be like, okay.
But that looks like me. That looks like a face that I
I've never seen you do that with your hands like in my entire life. I've never seen you do that.
Well, why are you looking at the hands?
Because they're in the picture. How am I going to avoid
it? But I mean, that's...
Are you going to crop out your hands?
Well, no, but I mean, you're looking... It's a headshot, so your focus shouldn't be on my hands. You've never seen me do this? I do that in every murder mystery.
Well,
I do
it's
this.
Funny.
What the hell?
Well, you just did it. I wish that's the face you made when you did it.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk about pictures you can't see right now. Rob and Joe Show.
Die Laughing Productions is back with another hilarious whodunit murder mystery comedy show from the people who brought you A Merry Murder Mystery and the newly dead game, Comes Back to the 80s. You're attending an event at Glenbrook North High in Chicago, Illinois, where the students, faculty, and alumni are gathering to open a time capsule that was planted exactly 30 years ago. But a still unsolved murder case will transport you back when gas was under $1 a gallon and cell phones were the size of a brick. Ferris Bueller, Marty McFly, and all things 80s murder mystery mashed up with me, Justin from 98 Rock, and the audience, you're going to be the star. Some of you will get to play parts in the show, and all of you will guess who the murderer is. Guess right, you could win something bitchin'. Guess wrong, and you'll be a butthead. Jean jackets and leg warmers are encouraged. Eat, drink, laugh, and solve a murder. Back to the 80s.
Next performance, May 4th at Amp by Strathmore. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
I could do this the whole show, by the way.
Yeah,
do we have more numbers?
I picked that's the best one. That's the one that I feel is the most natural.
See, I like a lot of the black sweater ones. I just would I do more of a close-up.
You need for people... Like, you can't have people that have a personal relationship with you looking at these pictures because they're going to be like, well, that's not what you look like. But people that are, right, you know, fans of the show who only see you, you know, what's made available on social media.
No, I mean, true.
Can we post 82 on Twitter and get some people's reaction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is 82 the one? Say it's Travis Marshall took the photo.
Do you own all these photos or do you have to buy them?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I have to give him 10 and he'll touch up the 10 that I like.
Right.
I think you should keep the sword. The swords are the best.
No, there are 10 that I like. I mean, you don't like that?
It's okay. It's, you know, let me tell you what I equated to. So I went to a wine festival one time.
Okay.
And I don't really drink wine, but I went to a wine festival and I tasted one wine, I tasted another wine, I tasted another wine. Some of these wines were just fucking they were so disgusting. And then finally you taste one and you go, oh, that's not bad. Well, really, it's just the best of a bunch of shitty wines.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden I'm like, all right, well, then we give us a bottle of fucking West Virginia strawberry, whatever the fuck we bought. This is when I was still married. We take it back. We're not big drinkers. One day we go, hey, let's open that bottle. We open a wine. It's the worst wine I've ever tasted in my whole life. It's just disgusting. So that's what I see when I see those pictures.
Well, Katie just texted me. She goes, is 82 the shrug pick? I said, yes. She goes, because I don't like that one now. It looks too 90s Mentos commercial. That's a compliment.
You wish you were in a 90s Mentos commercial.
I think the vibe it's supposed to be is like, I don't know what I'm doing. That's supposed to be.
No, I know. Yeah, who, me? I know.
I'm like, what? I don't know.
Right.
It's supposed to be I'm bad at taking pictures. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, it definitely came across that way.
Fresh and full of life. All right. Well, I mean, I'm not going to use them if I don't like them. Hey, I mean, I paid for them. I'm going to pick 10, obviously. But
so real quick, Katie said she wants to come in and see 98. So she's on her way. she's on her way.
Come in and see them all.
Well, no, we don't. I mean, that can't be the whole show.
Why can't it?
Show her 98.
That's 123. All right, I'm scrolling down to 98 here.
How long did this take?
Whatever it took, you need another 30.
That's 98.
I don't like 98.
No, I don't like that.
Did you see one you love? You didn't see one you love,
yes,
right?
There's one I love. I don't know what number it is. Pull up your pictures.
Okay. Well, because some of these I cropped.
Not the sword picture.
Yeah, no, not the sword one.
There's a picture with a sword in it that's being considered as one of the best.
No, that's just, I do like that one.
I love this one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Show her 82.
Yeah, Rob.
82 is the one she just said she no longer likes. The shrug pick. That's the Mentos shot. I like that one a lot.
What is that, 82? Is that what it is?
No, the one she
No, this
she
one
likes,
that she just said she likes.
That's what I'm trying to find.
Yeah, I mean, look. How much did you pay this guy?
It's one of these. There's a few of these that I like.
Oh, 61. If
you can't, 61, Robbie. Look at 61.
If you can't say it out loud, tell me how much money. Tell me I hate that.
I think that's a great photo.
Well, it's not great.
No, that's a good look.
At this point,
that's
a good photo. We're going for serviceable.
No, that's a great photo.
Can you tell me how much you paid, even if you just motion it to me? How much you paid for this?
I paid $200.
I guess you're not going to motion it.
Yeah, I'll just tell you. I don't care.
I don't know. I don't know if you want your business out there.
See, I like a lot of these. I mean, this black.
61 looks ridiculous.
Do
60. That's literally better than I look in person.
So.
That's the one that Marcus was making fun of.
No, it wasn't. It's totally.
Have easy. You already paid him?
Yeah.
What if you came and said, listen, I'm not, can we do this over?
No, he did the work.
Can I have my money back?
No, he did the work.
I don't want to buy one picture for $200.
No, by the way, Tawana picked 80 pictures that she liked.
Did you drive to him?
Yeah, Baltimore, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you post it on Twitter?
I'm getting ready to right now.
All right. By the way, 61. You guys think it looks ridiculous. Katie loves it. So just know that.
Okay. Look, listen, like I said, maybe I can't see. I want it to look like something and I'm not seeing that. I don't want it to appear so unnatural, and it does.
Okay. It's on Twitter. It's so funny.
Marcus picked one of the ones that Katie thought was pretty good, I think.
I picked two. I texted you guys two pictures that
this
I
one right
that
here.
I
yeah.
God, I fucking hate that.
I think you just do. Have you ever liked any picture of me? How about we start with that?
Not any. I don't know. I mean, I assume the dude. Here's the thing. Like when we went away to Spring Fling, and there's just hundreds of pictures I've seen. I've never really noticed. You brought to my attention that when you pose, it's something you can't do. That's something
yes.
that you notice. So
100%.
It's not. I'm not inventing this. So now here we are. Looking at 200-something posed photos. The thing that you said you can't do.
Well, no, but I could get look, I can't shoot free throws, but I'll make 3 out of 10. You guys understand that?
Yeah, he had 300 tries, Joe.
I hear you. I wish, and again, I'm going to keep repeating it, but I wish you weren't posing in any of them. I literally wish he would have let you kind of just, hey, let's have this conversation. And I think I'd mention that. I think if you go back, you'll hear me say that.
Well, I'm only posing in about 10% of these.
No, you're
most of them, I'm just standing there.
Well, that's, I mean.
Well, I don't know. How do I not pose?
The
I have
ones
to stand.
Where you, the ones that you say you're not posing in, Rob, you look the most stiff.
Look,
okay, I don't.
Again.
No, the ones I'm not posing is I'm moving my hands.
By the way, normally what I would do.
By the
is,
way, Katie says you should definitely listen to a 49-year-old man and not a 20-year-old female.
Well, no, I don't think Katie. Listen, like I said, I maybe. Because I'm not seeing exactly what I wanted to see is the reason I'm having a problem with it. But listen, I could certainly be wrong. Maybe these are wonderful headshots and I'm just not. It's just they don't feel like you. And I know you as well as I know anybody on this planet.
Look,
I
if you were going to fix up a guy with a guy.
I take a picture of you right now.
Would you say to this guy, do you want my opinion on how he good looks or my girlfriend who likes to bang guys?
Well.
Who's attracted to men.
She likes it.
Okay.
She likes to bang
guys.
Well,
I'm just saying, what would hold more weight?
No, you're right. But this shot is not to pick up hot chicks. It is to get comedy gigs. And you don't want to appear as cheesy or forced or anything like that. And so it's also not representative of your act. So,
if you had to describe,
by the way, I'm not saying your comedy is shitty.
If you had to describe my act in a facial expression, it would be a smirk.
No, it wouldn't.
100%, it would be.
No, it wouldn't. It would be a regular face that you make. Would you think mine is a smirk?
Yours would be a frown.
Okay, but I really would. I mean, I don't know.
No, because you're yelling and shitting on things and upset.
Yes, maybe. Yeah, you yell, too. You actually yell more than me.
The two that Marcus picked are ridiculous.
Okay. And we got to get out of this.
No, we don't. Did you put it on chat? Can we? I want.
Is this fucking an hour of
yes.
looking through
well,
the photos?
Well, they can go look at Twitter. It's already up, that one.
So
picture.
What I want to do is let's get Travis on the show.
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Do you have his number? Text it to Robbie.
No, I have his Facebook.
Oh, well,
we can get him on the show.
Yeah. We'll call him and say, listen, what the fuck were you thinking?
Well, do you have a problem with the pictures in terms of the how they look?
Oh, no, the lighting.
I mean, yeah, that's what I mean.
No, but your subject is clearly not looking comfortable. I mean, I'd be like, dude, can you just take some more natural pictures?
Yeah,
and maybe you'll like those better. I don't know. Like I said, maybe I'm
Do
wrong.
You like my old headshot?
I'm trying to remember.
Because Robbie said, don't be wacky.
Yeah, I agree. Don't be wacky. I couldn't agree more not to be wacky.
Okay.
But you're not wacky. Right now, you're not being wacky. If I snapped a picture of you right now, I mean, that right there, maybe it's because I've seen it so many times, that's 1,000 times better than anything that
I... Hey, Rob, you didn't have to pay Travis to get this result. You could have gone to old-time photos at Ocean City.
Ah, Robbie doing material.
That seems... I'd rather pay $200 to drive to Ocean City. Like, really? That's a bad point.
That's bad advice, yeah. Robbie. Yes. And then they always take one picture. Exactly is that a real suggestion?
I'm still going to shit on your joke, though. You could have just gone to Mars. What? Should have gone back in time.
My son just got his school pictures taken. You could have hopped in line.
Well, I mean, not that I thought you guys would make me feel better, but it is weird how between literally the four of you, the differences. Because some, that's my favorite, and others, that's my least favorite.
I hear what you're saying.
That is surprising.
I hear what you're saying.
That doesn't
bode well.
Maybe
you take solace in the fact that, well, these guys don't know what the fuck they're talking about because they can't even agree with what they don't like. I get all that. But you got to also remember something else. And we talked about this on the Mike O'Mara show. I believe this, and this is not a criticism of you, but we're different. I root for you at a level that you don't root for me. I definitely root for you.
I don't know what that means.
Meaning, I really, I kind of almost live vicariously through you because you can't, I can't do the things that you're trying to do.
I understand.
So I root for you on a different level. So there really is absolutely zero incentive for me to be critical of anything unless I genuinely believe, well, this, I don't really like what you're producing. And sometimes, you know, I'll be protective of you and maybe not even say anything and just be like, all right, well, I guess,
right.
You know, how much value is in there for me to say I don't like this? So it never even occurred to me before the show started. I was gonna be like, God, I fucking hate these headshots. But when Katie was showing them to me, I'm like, God, these are not good. I didn't like them. I didn't like any of
right.
them. And so I believe, and remember, and by the way, you're getting real advice from Katie too. I don't believe Katie's lying, but she's more sensitive than I am. She probably wants to make sure, how do I make Rob feel good? Me, I'm literally trying to give it to you straight. I fucking hate every one of these pictures.
I said to Katie, I said, are these, you just think these are the favorites of that I sent you, or you actually like them? Not just like, this is the best of, you know, the
least offensive.
Exactly. Do you legitimately like these? And she goes, yes. So look, I believe you're all telling the truth. It's just, I don't know. You haven't proven to me. Look, there's pictures in here that I know I look good in those pictures. That doesn't mean it's right for comedy, but I know I look, attractive in those photos.
Yes,
and you think those suck. So that then maybe we just have a different opinion on how.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe I could be wrong, though.
I was thinking about this. There's a picture of me that's downstairs, mm-hmm. and I'm wearing a coat and tie or just a shirt and tie. I have sun on my face. It's the best. I'm not going to look any better than that in anything.
Right.
But I want to show you that picture after the thing and say, what if that was my headshot? I think if that was my headshot, you'd be like, well, that's a good headshot. I look good, but I also look natural. And
yes.
That's the thing. It just looks so unnatural. And again, I also know you better than anybody who's going to look at that headshot and try to hire you. So maybe I'm not the guy to ask. Maybe I'm not the person that kind of understands what, by the way, who hires somebody from a headshot? I don't know. It's just, I don't think you can get hired because of a headshot, but you can certainly lose a gig because of a headshot.
Well, the question now, ideally you'd want to hit on both counts, but if you're saying it doesn't look like me, it's different than you saying it looks bad. Because someone that doesn't know me doesn't
now
know.
When you say bad, I don't think you're.
If it doesn't
like
represent
Medusa,
my act well, that's one thing. But if they don't know my act,
it just
then
looks corny to me. If nobody else is seeing that, then I could possibly be wrong. But it looks corny. Like when you have your hands with the shrug, it looks cornball to me, and it doesn't.
Kept saying that, and I've literally made this point 7 times, Joe. I have 190 pictures here where
right.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, well,
so can we talk about those?
Geez, see, now this
because you keep saying this point about the hands up.
Okay, but that's just, sorry, I won't mention the hands up
okay.
anymore. The faces that I see you making in these pictures, I don't love them. That's all I'm saying.
That's my face. Most of these, it's just, I'm not trying to smile. It's just a half smirk thing. That's literally... what I look like.
But I don't, I don't see you ever making these faces.
Well,
let me ask you guys, is this a face that you guys see, Rob, are these faces you see Rob making regularly when you spend time with him?
No. Every time I zoom in, I'm like, what's he doing?
I have like 8, every time I've been, okay, here's me. Heart of the City. I'm making that face in like 40 of these pictures.
Hold on. Dude, if that was your headshot, you don't look like that in any of those pictures.
I look like that in almost all these pictures.
No, I want you to send that picture to Robbie and Marcus and then say, are there any pictures where you look like that? There's not.
Here's me making that face in a lot of pictures.
No, that I like.
Okay. Well, that is a pretty good picture.
Is that taken from stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. Hey, just use that.
No, I agree that... That might be something at the improv, though, and I can't use their photo.
It seemed like you were getting genuinely mad at me.
Well, no, because
and that's exactly what I don't want
I
to do.
I was getting genuinely mad.
So I want to tell the truth.
Because
that's the thing. Normally, I would just say it looks good, so you would feel good.
Right.
But I'm trying to give you my genuine feedback.
I know.
That's I hate every one of those fucking pictures.
I know you do. And
that I've seen. I
can't trust your opinion if you hate them all. Because I know some of them might look good.
Only the ones I've seen I hate.
Okay.
There may be some I haven't seen.
Well, I've shown you ones where I look legitimately, I feel like I look handsome. And you say I look right. Like I'm making a face.
I can't.
I'm literally not making a face.
Are people going to listen to 40 minutes of us talking about your headshot?
Robbie?
They're going to love it.
All right, we got to move on.
We're going to get some opinions. I know that's for sure. We're going to get a lot of opinions. All right, well, I'm doing a show in Ocean City this weekend, this Friday night, for like NA or AA or something, right? It's at 10:30 at night, which is a weird time.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Center. Do you want to hear one of the reactions?
Of course.
What do you mean one? Who is it?
The Captain Cupcake doesn't count.
Yeah.
No, it says, I thought Joe Robinson was the smarmy one.
Who said that?
Ace of Skulls.
Which one did you post again, Robbie?
That's Amy Schellberg.
The ones where your hands are spread far apart.
Okay. Yeah, I like those. Those were, because usually when I do something with my hands, that gets me out of my don't-know-how-to-make-a-face. So that's the point of that is to get me talking, because when I talk, I use my hands.
Yeah.
So that's the whole idea of that is to do that.
But when I say this is that I'm sitting here having an hour-long conversation with you, and actually a two-hour conversation. And I'm looking at your face the whole time, yeah. And I don't see the guy in those pictures. Now, again, it might not be necessary, but like I said, I won't repeat myself again after this. A headshot is not going to get you a gig. But it'll fucking lose you a gig. You got an arrow through the head or a rubber chicken. Yeah, I mean, that. Now, I'm not saying that's the case, but I think some of those are just goofy enough that they can't help.
Yeah, I mean, I think most of these pictures, they're. I mean, I'm not counting the sword ones. But most of them, I'm literally, I literally have a smirk or no facial expression. They couldn't be farther from goofy.
One of the lines is like, I'm not including the ones with the sword in them.
Well, that's just because it was lying around.
No,
that's
I know.
Right?
I understand.
But I can't fathom that. You cannot like this.
All right, continue your story.
That's around. Not goofy.
Okay. I don't know, man. I don't know.
If you told me to be goofy, I would be like, I would make some crazy face, right?
That would be goofy.
No one said, hey, act goofy, and then they just
click.
Smirk.
Oh, I wish I just
nobody
took that
would do that.
While I'm talking to you, I'm snapping photos. And I'm thinking, God, that would have been
go
perfect.
Ahead, do it. Take your phone out, start snapping photos.
See, are these better headshots?
We'll see what happens.
All right, I can't let you know that it's happening.
Can I post 176?
You can post whatever. Wait, which one is that?
Okay, hold on.
Oh, God. 176? Is that a sword one?
Hey, I swear to God, I just took a picture of Rob. Now, other than the fact that you're not looking, it's a natural smile. Hey, I'm sending this picture right now. Post it. Say what's better. I swear to God, it's better than any of his headshots. I'm going to send it right now to Marcus.
I don't get to see this?
Sure, I'll show it to you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
I'm sending it to you, too. Marcus, here's my last.
Oh, these aren't real photos, Robbie.
Oh,
don't post those. Those are supposed to be like.
Okay, I want to do a side by side Joe's picture.
No,
in that picture.
That's not for real. Those are him doing this artsy thing that some photographer that he likes does. Some Rolling Stone photographer.
Okay, I swear I genuinely mean this. I just took a candid picture of Rob.
Okay,
it's better than every picture that I've seen. Now. You're not looking at the camera, but
sure.
You have a natural smile. I mean, it's just, I mean, clearly you can't use your headshot. There's no lighting in here or whatever. But this is what I wanted this guy to do. What do I say? But if you this, here, take a look. I just sent it to you.
Oh, you sent it to me?
Yeah, I don't know if it's through yet. It's probably going to take a little while to get to you.
It just came to me.
What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I hate that photo. I mean, my best feature are my eyes. You can't see them.
I just said, if you're looking at the camera, you have a natural smile. If you could have said to
him.
I
don't like my smile. So
okay, well,
any shot with teeth, I'm not going to like.
All right. Well, I'm interested, Robbie. What do you think?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Joe, but he's looking too far down.
Well, no, that's. My point is that if he would have. God, what time is it? Jeez. If he would have said to Travis, look. What I want to do is I'm going to have a conversation. I'm going to be looking at you. I'm going to look into the camera. I'm going to be doing this. We're going to take – sometimes I'm going to be smiling. Sometimes you're going to be talking. I'm going to be listening. And if you take photos while we're doing this, I feel like we're going to get the shot that we need that doesn't look like I'm smirking or this or that.
He took a lot of those.
I didn't see one.
Okay. Well, I was there. He took them.
I think I'm going to see like five photos.
I'm going to post that one on Facebook.
Well, he's looking down.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and
talk more about it.
Yeah.
Were we talking about it before the end of the last break?
Yes.
Talked about it all the way through.
Yes.
This.
One more break of this. Be right back.
Hello again. It's Gramps back again urging you to join Patreon. Recently, my son Joe revealed that an engagement ring purchase and a proposal are imminent for him. Rob is feeling more pressure than ever. Can you imagine what it will be like at home for Rob once Katie receives that ring? The scowls and the tension will be unbearable. Don't you want him to finally be able to get that ring and propose to? Hasn't that poor woman suffered long enough? Well, you can help. Become a Rob and Joe subscriber on Patreon. Not only will you receive all the great bonus shows and premium content that's causing such a buzz, but you'll also be giving to a good cause, Robin Tawanda's future. How else is he going to afford that ring? He can't even win that $25 prize at Comedy Kumite. And in case you were worried that I might stop hitting on Tawanda, you need not. Nothing can stop me. Engaged, married, those things never get in my way.
And now back to the Robin Joe Show.
I have all this stuff written down. Hey, happy birthday to Beth Hoyle.
Happy birthday,
forgot
Beth.
Forgot to mention it on Facebook on Sunday, but you're one of our best listeners. We love you. Hope you had a wonderful day. I'll sign a picture for you.
Cover your face. There's somebody in chat named Headshot.
Okay, I like it. I like it. God, I wish this was a quiet place.
There's also no props in chat.
Yeah, no props. Hey, I'm not trying to use any of these props.
Hey, except for the one with the sword.
I'm not trying to use those.
It is funny is that Robbie said no props. What could be like, oh, well, the only prop I used was X. What's the most ridiculous thing? A sword is one of them.
Well, that's just to upset Tommy Simbazo.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's just his dream is to have all props, all swords.
Just only swords.
Only swords.
He's never taken a headshot that doesn't have a sword in it.
All right, moving on to other things. You know what? I like everybody else, growing to hate Facebook and you're off it. But it did get me thinking. I thought about this the other day. How would it change Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, any of these things, if you eliminated the like? You could only comment. You couldn't say.
People couldn't be affirmed for those things that they said. You'd still get your affirmation through followers. So that it would make a difference because you would be able to say, people are interested in me because these are the amount of people that want to hear what I have to say.
But would they speak differently, type differently, say less dramatic to get this instant gratification?
Maybe. But it also might liberate some people that don't have as many. Like, it's so funny. Like, I'll see, like, Chris Restivo post something and it'll get no likes. Then it'll post another thing, it'll get none. For me, if I do that, it's not that. Yeah, I guess I do need to be affirmed. I want to know that what I'm doing is being consumed. So I'm like, well, what am I doing it for if it's for no one? If it's only for me, I'll just call you and I'll tell you how I feel about what just happened in the news or whatever.
Well, good. I mean, but that's sort of my point is that how your opinion should be based on you having it and feeling that way, not on attempting to get affirmation.
Yeah, no, you're right about that, but don't you voice your opinion because you want people to, if I have something to say, it's because I feel strongly about something and I want to say it so it affects people. Maybe they didn't occur to them, or maybe they say, yes, I feel the exact same way. And then maybe I'm affirmed in that way just because maybe I want to know that people are like-minded.
Right.
I try to think, because I've said things, political things like that. I've said things. I remember during the Freddie Gray thing, I lost some friends, mm-hmm. right? Just because I said something to the effect of...
Don't say it.
Well, no, I was to say, you know, these people are being tried for these crimes. That's what justice looks like.
Yeah.
And people unfriended me. So, meaning we want justice. Oh, okay. Well, the judicial system has taken these guys and said, we're going to try you for these crimes that we believe you committed. And then they were found innocent. And then people said, that wasn't justice. Well, actually, it was. Anyway, and then people...
It's as far as we could take it.
Yeah, what do you want to do? Yeah, we were tried.
We can't take it any farther.
What are we supposed to do? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Marcus's wife wanted him executed. But, I mean, at the end of the day, they were tried for their crimes. And they were found innocent. I mean, what do you want to do? That's not when I'm trying to talk about something that happened 4 years ago. But
back to pictures, people say.
I did want to know, hey, am I crazy? Does it make you a racist because you now say that you get what you were screaming for? Well, now you got it. I agree. Let's see if this happens. So I don't think I did that to try to, I don't know. I don't think I was trying to sway anybody's opinion.
Well, I find myself on Facebook trying to say the thing that I feel like isn't being said. I see a lot
when
of
you're not
just...
trying to be funny, you mean?
Right.
Okay.
Well, no, all the time. I always don't. I don't want to say
you're right. Obviously,
the
in your comedy,
that's...
that you, right. you want it to be something no one's heard before.
But I see things that happen, and then I see 1,000 different variations of the same point being made. And then it's just like, the only reason you're making that point, you have to have seen someone else say it, but you just also want this affirmation that people are getting from it.
The other thing you got to be careful about is, you know, it's so funny. I was listening to Kirk and Marianne.
Yeah. And 98 Rock Afternoon Drive.
Right. And Kirk talked about when we were kids, we used to play a game called Smear the Queer.
Yeah.
It never occurred to me, you know, and you change and you get enlightened and you're not the same person that you were. But, you know, if somebody heard you had a tape of you saying Smear the Queer 30 years, 40 years ago or whatever, they would use that against you as if you're the exact same person, you know. I've told this before. I went to a rally to bring awareness to homelessness in D.C. Thousands of people there. Stevie Wonder performed there, and I bought a shirt. It said, Homes, Not Bombs on it. This is the truth. I wore this fucking shirt around. You know, and then eventually you realize, well, wait a minute. You can't just fucking take all the money that you and build homes and give free homes to people. It just made no sense. But,
I know. Homes, not bombs.
But,
I
of
like
course,
it.
You have to understand that homes are better than bombs. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. And that was the sentiment of the shirt. But the point is that I just don't feel the way that I did in 1988 that I do in, you know, 2018.
Right. I mean, well, I think my larger point in all this is that people... The way the internet has turned into the way that we talk about things and we dish out information, it's in a like, share, click basis. And 'cause I'll read headlines now, and then the article says the opposite of what the headline said.
It's dangerous.
Yeah,
it is
really dangerous. It's terrifying.
Because I said this on the air before. You know, the rules of journalism used to be check your source, check your source, check your source. The most important thing that you... The one thing that you had to be was accurate because your job depended on it. Now, none of that matters.
No.
How interested in are you in what? So you're right about that. If people couldn't show, because you get paid like YouTube, you get paid based on how many times people click that they're, in that case, it's measured a little bit differently. There are likes, but really it's how many times has it been viewed?
Because you get the ad clicks and the view. Yeah, it's just, it's not the, it's a great way to put out wrong information and
yeah. So in this case,
flames.
How my footprint is measured by you're right. If nobody cared if you were first and they only cared if you were accurate,
right?
That then people would value accuracy, but they don't. People don't value accuracy.
I see things that people quote in arguments that are just they're made up. That was reported, it was completely wrong, but they still hold on to that thought.
That is one of the things that it's so funny. I was talking to Scott Apple. Apple, if you're a new listener to the show, Google Robin Joe Scott Apple. You'll love this guy. But Scott Apple said to me, he goes, you know, actually, it's been documented that there aren't any more school shootings now than there has been in any point in time in history. Well, there's... He's just talking. He doesn't know this.
Right.
But I can't refute something that I – where's your source? Where does it come from? Who knows what it is?
Nobody knows anything.
If that's true, that would blow me away if that were true.
Whatever we focus on is the thing – whatever the media highlights is the thing that we're most going to resonate in our minds as an issue.
By the way, I'm not saying that that's not true. What I'm saying is that – you know, if I go, you know, it's a proven fact that blah, blah, blah. Well, that doesn't make it a proven fact.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can't just say something's a proven fact to support my argument. I need to. You're right. You have to back it up with something.
Like you did with my pictures. You backed it up with just. No, I'm just going to back to that.
I tried to back it up with letting you know that my opinion is genuine and it comes from a good place. But anyway, go ahead.
Well,
you want to talk more about your headshot?
It's only going to bother me. You know what else is going to, I'm already stressed about? We have a murder mystery this Wednesday, April 11th, DC Improv. And if things don't go great, it eats at me now. So, you know, I remember the last time we were at the Improv, that was the Christmas show where Talk missed his flight. We were scrambling. It was just a nightmare of a day.
We had two people doing their show for the first time.
Yeah.
And if you heard on this show, the very first line, Heywood Turnipseed, thank you, shout out. He played the Tox role, and he didn't know his first line.
Yeah, bad start. and you know, we put him in a tough spot, but that, look, the show ended up being funny, but it wasn't from a tight standpoint. It lacked. And then, you know, our last show we talked about it at the Ramshead wasn't our finest. It still ended up being a good show, but I need a good performance because all the military shows were stressful. So I'm just, it's been a few months now.
You know, it's
funny. This is bringing me stress.
Every show that we've done since, when do you guys, since December have been stressful? Since January. Because when you guys went away to the military, all those shows were stressful. I had to do the AMP show without our regular cast because half of them were in, and a very important part of it. You know, I had Justin, which was good, but, you know, Eric is
We had VO Beach twice, which is always stressful getting down there and traffic and stuff.
Yeah, and we, well, no, this is in.
Well, that's December. End.
Yeah, this is in January. And then I had to do the Jam and Java, you know, with the monitor.
Yeah.
You weren't there. Yeah, that was a whole different thing. And then you had to do the first show in Annapolis without me.
Yeah, I would like just smooth, but. At this rate, maybe that's asking too much.
You're going to give the people at the Improv your new headshot?
I totally am. I'm afraid to show it to anybody now.
Do you want to know what Captain Cupcake says?
What's that?
Oh, God.
He says, less head in your headshots.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. The Gramps literally said, is this the whole show? Now, Gramps is not the barometer. Don't go with Gramps. And that, by the way, that frustrates me so much. Don't shit on the show you listen to every week. Don't do that. No. He does that, and of course, that affects me.
No, sorry we didn't do a Gramps story. I thought that was good radio, but what do I know?
Now, punishment, no Gramps story next week.
No. Do we have time for more, or are we out? Are we done?
We can wrap it up.
All right.
Come, well, that we can't really. Yeah, we can. The DC Improv's Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Although there's only about, how many tickets left? It was 63 days ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably 30 to 40 at the most. Jeff Hancock will be there with a bunch of people. Come out May 4th to AMP. How about that? In Bethesda, Rockville area.
Hey, Jeff Hancock takes pictures at the show, and they're excellent. The pictures are you are good, too.
Yes, he does.
You just crop that out, put it in black and white, boom, headshot.
Maybe I'll dress nice then. I have six different outfits. Why does he keep changing his outfits? It doesn't make sense for the character.
It's like Cher.
Rob and Joe, later.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.